أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا أقول لكم عندي خزائن الله ولا أعلم الغيب ولا أقول إني ملك ولا أقول إني ملك ولا أقول للذين تزدري أعينكم لن يؤتيهم الله خيرا الله أعلم بما في أنفسهم إني إذا لمن الظالمين صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 31 of Surah Hud, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues to relate to us the response that Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam had given to his people in a nutshell. They said to him that you are not more virtuous, you are not more superior, you do not have more distinction than us. Number two, the people that follow you, they are the lower segment of society, and hence they did not believe in Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. The conclusion of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam's response, he said, وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ. I do not say to you that the treasures of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is by me, that I possess it. One important aspect of this is that his people believed that you are a Nabi of Allah, you are the messenger of Allah, then you should also come with a great deal of wealth, and with that wealth you're supposed to distribute that wealth to us so that we will also enrich ourselves. Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam merely said to his people, I am the Nabi of Allah. I didn't speak about the wealth that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give me. And these are some of the misperceptions, misconceptions that the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam had, that to be a Nabi, you had to come with the wealth in order to show it and distribute it to the people. Hence, he dispelled that misconception. وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ. And I do not have any knowledge of the unseen. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala appoints Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wassalam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reveal to Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wassalam what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires, according to his wisdom, according to his hikmah. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the knower of the unseen. There is no other alimul ghayb, there is no other allamul ghuyub but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, not even the anbiya alayhim as-salatu wassalam. And hence Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam dispelled that misconception. Wala aqulu inni malak. The people would say that why was not an angel to have a messenger, to be a messenger of Allah, a person has to be an angel. So Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam dispels that misconception, and he says that wala aqulu inni malak, and I do not say to you that I am an angel, I am an insan, I am a human being. Yes, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen me for nubuwat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen me for his message. وَلَا أَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ تَزْدَرِي أَعْيُنُكُمْ لَنْ يُؤْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. And I do not say to you, with regards to those people whom your eyes have seen as contemptible, لَنْ يُؤْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا, that Allah Ta'ala will never give them anything. The people believed that in society, in this world, that we are the haves, we have everything, and these are the have-nots, they have nothing. So if they are deprived in this world and they have nothing, then for the rest of their lives they will not have anything. Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam corrects that perspective, that it is the rule of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala will give whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires. And he does not mean that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not afford wealth to anyone, Allah does not grant wealth to anyone, then Allah ta'ala will deprive them of all other good. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wisdom, and He will choose those for iman, and Allah ta'ala will bless their hearts with iman in this world, and of course in the hereafter Allah ta'ala will grant them all the good that Allah has in store. But it has never been the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that in order for Allah ta'ala to grant iman, Allah has to grant a person wealth. Rather, we will see more than often the other way around, that Allah ta'ala grants a person the wealth of iman, Allah grants that person the good of the heart, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts such an individual. Allahu a'lamu bima fi anfusihim. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best what is in their hearts. That is only known to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and hence this is a very, very important lesson for us also. The Nabi of Allah ta'ala is saying, Allahu a'lamu bima fi anfusihim. Allah knows best what is in their hearts. We don't even have any idea of what wahi is all about, but yet sometimes we would want to judge people. We would want to decide the iman of a person. We would want to decide the nifaq and the hypocrisy of a person. Allah ta'ala save us from all of that. But the important aspect is this, that even the Nabi of Allah ta'ala, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, does not judge an individual. And that is the important lesson. And the better lesson than that is, Inni idhal lamina al-zalimin. If I do that, if I judge them, then I will be from the transgressors, and I will be from those who are wrong. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.